Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen from My Broadband.
Good afternoon, Jan Vermeulen. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Excellent, thank you. Jan, if you had to pass away, would you want to kind of hang around and see what people say about you afterwards?
Nah.
Me neither. I'm out of there.
Yeah.
I don't care what people say.
Exactly. At that point, I think you've got far greater concerns.
Yeah, and you know what? Who wants all that sadness anyway? So, all right, let's talk about some of these stories that you're covering. The South African fuel war, Simon and I were actually saying earlier that you probably would understand why it is, and you could maybe explain it to Blondie over here and myself. Okay, I'm getting
that filter was working over time.
But maybe you can explain it to us. How is it that South Africa makes our petroleum from coal, firstly? So when Brent crude goes up or down, it really shouldn't have so much of an impact on it. That's the first thing. The second thing is that South Africa retails or sells fuel to Botswana. And Botswana retails it cheaper than we can buy it from our own government, who are producing it. So two big questions there, Jan.
Right. So, I'm gonna put this in a massive disclaimer and say I'm not an economist, or a petrol head.
Yes, but you know stuff. You know stuff, Jan.
Indeed. And this is something we have actually covered on My Broadband in some, sense. So firstly, the biggest reason, we can actually, export petrol and the places we export it to can sell it for cheaper is the fuel levy and the other various taxes that we pay on petrol. That's a huge reason for how high our petrol price is because of the fuel levy, and also not all of our petrol is made from coal. So Sasol does have some operations, I believe, still that does it that way, but we do import crude oil to supply the whole of South Africa with enough petrol, we do have to import. So unfortunately, that's why the movements in the Brent crude price and other stuff that happens with oil and the petrol industry internationally affects us here, even though we've got our own methods of making petrol from coal. It's because our production capacity just isn't enough to supply the whole country.
Okay. All right.
I want to know about this Bank Zero. I like the name and it's interested me.
Are they just rebranding VBS?
Zing. No. So this is a new bank from Michael Jordaan. You will remember him from FNB days. He's also involved in this new mobile operator, Rain. And so Michael Jordaan has partnered up with a bunch of other guys to launch a new bank. So the CFO is Lene Weed. I apologize if I'm mispronouncing your surname. And the CEO is Yatin Narsai. And the bank has just entered its alpha testing phase. So, now there are some similarities between VBS and Bank Zero since you brought it up.
Really?
And that's that they're mutual banks. So Michael Jordaan has said that the mutual bank structure, he believes offers a way for them to be quite innovative and to do something that the traditional banks along with Capitec is not currently doing. And so the idea here is to offer incredibly low fees, incredibly good service, and it sounds very similar to similar concepts we've seen in the past, and quite similar to Capitec's branchless launch. And they, we've seen similar online banks in South Africa in the past, but they were kind of ahead of their time. Now people are quite comfortable doing everything online, and not needing a branch and so on. And in fact, people are quite comfortable not drawing cash even. You can go that far. So something like this, could be quite cool, for folks who, you know, don't need branches, don't want the cost of that on their accounts, you know, and also, whatever other savings a bank can provide by being online only.
Jan, very quickly, what's a mutual bank?
A mutual bank? I have zero idea. I can't answer that question. Sorry.
Okay.
But VBS and Bank Zero are both that.
Yes, exactly. I did know, but that's useless to you. If this was a pub quiz, I would get 0 points.
But you might get a shot.
I would have to look it up, unfortunately. I mean, I could tell you what the instruction is to load data from a program into a register, but...
Okay, so I've got the answer for you. A mutual savings bank is a financial institution chartered by a central or regional government without capital stock that is owned by its members who subscribe to a common fund. From this fund, claims, loans, etc. are paid. Profits after deductions are shared among the members.
Ah, there we go.
It's like
that's
a kibbutz bank.
It's a kibbutz bank, exactly.
Yeah, the key thing there is profits is shared amongst the members. Yes. There we go. Sorry. That's the key thing that Bank Zero is driving at.
Okay, very good. Jan Vermeulen, that is where we wrap up and we leave it this week. Thank you so much for your time. We love talking to you and look forward to speaking to you next Thursday.
Catch you next Thursday.
Thank you so much. God bless. Take care. Bye-bye.